Our first two letters continue an earlier exchange of correspondence about blue badges. Mark Pittman of Norwich is concerned about the blatant abuse of these. Re M. Moore's response to my comments about the blue badge usage. I note he has not addressed my concerns of the blatant abuse of these badges. People who obviously have no issue with mobility are using the blue badges alone with no passengers, and nor is there anyone ensuring these parking spaces are protected and used by those with genuine mobility compromise. The badge owners need to be in the vehicle. It seems easier to ignore this growing misuse. I expect soon excessive numbers of blue badge holders to flood protected parking spaces when the qualifications encompass growing and more contemporary non-mobility related health conditions.
Leslie Nelson replied to the previous letter to point out that there are many reasons why someone may need a blue badge. Invisible disabilities. I write in response to Mark Pittman's letter of the 20th of May. He complains about misuse of blue badges when it comes to parking, saying how he watches people park in blue badges space and then walk. Yes, I absolutely agree that the scheme is often misused or people use the blue badges space when they don't have a blue badge. But he states that blue badges are about one having a lack of mobility. Whilst this is usually the case, he is mistaken if he thinks this is the only reason someone is granted a blue badge. There are many other reasons why someone might need a blue badge so they can be within easy reach of their car, not just the obvious ones. This may include psychological or anxiety conditions, which are not outwardly visible, crippling pain conditions that can attack suddenly without warning, or other conditions which can harm your health if they manifest suddenly and you can't get to your car. I genuinely hope, for his sake, that Mr. Pittman never becomes unwell enough to need one, as he may then realise how uncomfortable it is to be viewed in a negative way when, as a disabled person, he walks from his vehicle.
Our editor tells me that he has to often advise clients who want to apply for blue badges. The county has become much stricter in the issuance of these because of past perceived abuse, and it's now necessary to evidence a really strong need for a blue badge before one can be granted. Our last letter is on a different aspect of driving. Janet Rogers of Rockland St Mary has written to the editor about road disruption in Kirby Beadon. She says, I know we're all having or had travel disruption with the installation of networks and utilities, but this is beyond a joke. Network UK closed the road in Kirby Beadon from May the 18th to the 24th. Despite the work being completed by lunchtime on the 20th, the signs remained in place. Buses, lorries, trucks and the volume of regular traffic caused major congestion and damage on single-track roads around Bramerton and Rockland St Mary. Frustrated drivers have today, the 21st, moved the signs and barriers to enable traffic to flow freely. Hooray for common sense! Today we were notified of a Norfolk County Council closure in the same village from May the 28th, and the road may be closed or restricted until July the 9th. Is there even the slightest possibility that Norfolk County Council will be providing traffic lights? Should parishioners in Bramerton, Rockland St Mary, Hellington and Surlingham again lower their expectations of having a regular bus service, not knowing which direction it will emerge from and therefore which bus stop to use? There seems little thought to the disruption these closures cause. Norfolk County Council wants us to use the buses, but why on earth would we if we don't know if we can get to work, college, shopping or anywhere on time, and when we have no idea when or if a bus will arrive? This must be as frustrating for the bus drivers as it is for all of us. Is it too much to ask for a tiny bit of consideration for the public trying to get on with their lives?